Unit 5. Travel in China by train and plane. The transportation system in China has seen vast improvements in recent years. The coastal areas are well served by an ever-expanding network of railroads and highways, while all over the country, numerous airports have been built or expanded. Trains, often packed to capacity, are the traditional people movers in China. Instead of first or second class, passengers choose hard seat, hard sleeper, soft seat, or soft sleeper. Despite its name, hard seat is in fact not hard, but padded. Since those fares are the cheapest, hard seat is often uncomfortably crowded. By contrast, a sleeper carriage can accommodate only a limited number of people. There are half a dozen bunks in three tiers. Sheets, pillows, and blankets are provided. On short distances, some trains have soft seats, which cost about the same as hard sleeper. In soft seat, overcrowding and smoking are not permitted. Soft sleeper is the ultimate luxury, with four comfortable bunks in a closed compartment, complete with wood paneling, potted plants, lace curtains, and often air conditioning. Since few Chinese can afford soft sleeper, tickets which cost twice as much as those for hard sleeper are easy to obtain. China has many different types of trains, although there are three main ones: slow, direct express, and special express. The
直客
and
客,
colloquially known as
慢车
or slow trains, stop at every station. Some of these are still powered by steam engines. The faster direct express
直快
make fewer stops. For a surcharge, passengers can take one that runs at a higher speed. The special express
特快
make the least number of stops and are usually fueled by diesel or by electricity. For a still faster special express train, the surcharge for higher speed is roughly twice that of the direct express. Conditions in trains have also improved considerably. Faced with stiff competition from airlines and long-distance buses, the state-owned rail bureaus have tried to introduce faster and cleaner services, especially to tourist destinations. A super-speed railway between Beijing and Shanghai is in the planning stage. In the past few years, air travel has become increasingly popular. There are now frequent flights between major cities. Furthermore, modern Boeings and Airbuses have for the most part replaced the earlier rickety Soviet-built planes that caused Western tourists much consternation.